USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 30 million Americans have already cast their ballot in November's general election. Between in-person early voting, absentee and mail-in ballots, voters have already cast about 21% of the total number of votes cast in 2016. Dr. Michael McDonald of the U.S. Elections Project tells News Nation that there are multiple reasons for the spike.
There's a combination of factors that are driving this. One is just the supply. States were going to make available early voting options, especially mail ballots. Some planned, some were in anticipation of the COVID emergency, but there was going to be a lot more supply of early voting in this election cycle. That was very clear.
He adds that voters of both parties are enthusiastic to vote, adding to the reasons for more early voters. 44 states and the District of Columbia have all begun some form of early voting. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump says Sudan will be taken off the list of state sponsors of terror. The president says he was ready to make the move after Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to U.S. terror victims and their families. The removal from this list opens up the possibilities for international aid and loans, something the transitional government desperately needs. Sudan has been attempting to mend its relations with the U.S. for several years, with efforts intensifying following the ouster of autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. It's not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about the emails found on Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Global coronavirus cases now number more than 40 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The milestone coming as both the U.S. and Europe are struggling to contain a second wave of new infections. Many areas in Europe have reintroduced restrictions on public life as they scramble to battle the spread of the virus. Cases in the U.S. now number more than 8 million, with more than half of states reporting increases in daily new case counts. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is taking a few days off the campaign trail to prepare for the next debate. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday's debate, which means, in essence, no public events are scheduled for the former vice president this week. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up, but he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.